Yes, I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the one I used to know.
Last weekend, the North Fork Valley was alive with holiday festivities. Everything from gingerbread contests to holiday dances to hayrides. One of those gatherings took place at Memorial Hall in Hotchkiss. It was the annual North Fork Children's Christmas Party, a celebration that's been going on for over two decades now, and brings kids of all ages together for a day filled with cookies, busting piñatas, pictures with Santa, and, of course, presents.
Children, 4 and 5 year old children,
11:25.
Pam Bliss is the director of the annual party. She's been bringing volunteers together for 22 years to give kids in the Valley the chance for some holiday fun.
It serves up to 200 North Fork children every year.
Serves is the key word here. Delta County isn't exactly a rich county, and generally tough economic times, coupled with recent mine layoffs in the Valley, have made the holidays a particularly hard time for some families. Volunteers also tell me there's more kids at this year's party than there have been in the past.
It is up, yeah.
Yes, more kids this year than ever before.
Marla's been volunteering at the Christmas party for 10 years.
Mine closings and all the things that have happened to the economy in the Valley have not helped the families, so this is a way to help the kids.
Volunteers like Marla are matched up with one of the kids and hang out with them for most of the day, guiding them around the activity booths, helping them paint their faces and slam plastic bats into candy-filled piñatas.
You stick with that kid the whole time and take them to all these different booths and events and make sure they eat lunch and keep track of their coat. And it's a really fun event for kids that don't have any Christmas presents under their tree.
Kids at the party can even go fishing for candy canes.
They go fishing, and this pond is stocked with fish, and then the clothespin comes in, and then I clip a little present onto it. So he's fishing, okay? So here we go. We caught a big one.
Near the end of the party, the kids get to open a bag filled with presents, bought and packaged by volunteers, but largely picked out by the kids' parents. Pam Bliss says the kids get plenty of toys, but they're also getting some winter essentials.
They get either a winter jacket or a pair of shoes. They get an outfit like a, you know, shirt, pants, everything. They get socks. They get underwear. They get a winter hat. They get gloves. They get a towel.
The list goes on and on. I asked Bliss why she's been running the party for so long.
I love doing it. And I think it's great. I think in some cases it may be the only Christmas that a child has. And I just think it's wonderful. It's just wonderful for the kids.
Between the chaos of piñatas exploding and kids scrambling on the ground for candy, I ask Marla why she keeps coming back to the party. She chokes up a bit, answering simply.
Just to give a little back to the community.
For KVNF News, I'm Travis Bubinick.
Snowing and blowing up those shows of fun.